BBC Surrey with James Cannon.
It's 22 minutes to 9 o'clock this morning. We are talking about Nelson Mandela, who has passed away. His long walk to freedom took him from a prison cell to South Africa's presidential palace. And he's died now at the age of 95. Today, the people of South Africa are mourning their most famous son. Sound of well-wishers singing outside Nelson Mandela's home in Johannesburg, where the former president passed away last night. He had been ill for some time. This morning, we've been getting your memories of Mandela. Speak now to a man who knew him very well. Chris Lubbe is his former bodyguard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sad day for everyone, but you knew Mr. Mandela very, very closely, clearly.
Yes, I did. I worked with him from 1990 up until his retirement in 1998. So I was very, very close to him, and a very, very sad day for South Africa. And strangely enough for me, it was, he passed on my birthday, which was yesterday. And we can never, ever forget the contribution he made to our freedom and our struggle. And when he came out of prison, on that day, on the 11th of February, 1990, I'll never, ever forget because I was there. It was almost like every single South African was also set free because we all felt that we were trapped in this jail of apartheid. And so it's a very, very sad day for the passing of this amazing icon.
But what was he like to work with, Chris?
He was absolutely an amazing, very, very, very humble man who didn't want a fuss made of him. He always acknowledged every single person in the room. He made you feel very, very, very important. My most endearing moment that I can remember of him was when Bill Clinton was president of the USA and he visited South Africa and he came to see Nelson Mandela. And Nelson Mandela said to him, President Clinton, I want to introduce you to a very important man. And so he went to go and fetch the chef's son, who was 6 years old. And he says, I want to introduce you to this man. And so we were all quite startled by what he had done. But in the meantime, we kind of got what he was trying to do. He was trying to say that children are so important, and he loved children, and he loved the fact that they had the future all ahead of them, and they were where the country should be going, and change would come about as a result of future generations. That's what he was trying to say. And so a very, very amazing and humble man.
You would have seen him when the cameras weren't on him, when the doors were closed, when the silence of the limousine as you drive off. Was there a downside?
Yes, there was. He was quite lonely because of the fact that the breakdown of his marriage to Winnie was one of his low points because of the fact that he had spent all this time in prison and he was looking forward to spending and making up time with her. And there was this, the breakdown of the marriage in South Africa. And also the violence that took place just before the elections in 1994 was one of his low points where you could just see that he was perturbed by the amount of violence that had taken place. And of course, the assassination on the eve of the elections in South Africa of Chris Hani was a very, very low point. But interestingly, that's a point where I saw what a leader he was, because he went on television and he said, South Africa, this is your moment of truth. Let's seize the moment now. Let us move on to a free and democratic South Africa, even while we mourn the loss of Chris Hani. He was determined to reach the goal of freedom.
Were you ever scared as his bodyguard for his safety?
I wasn't ever scared, but there were a lot of crazy people out there. For instance, if we went into a right-wing area, there were many white people who didn't like him at all and were not happy with him being released. And if you know anything about South Africa, you know, nearly everybody carries a gun. It's a gun zone. You know, people carry guns. And so there's always this worry that, you know, somebody would just try and take a pot shot at him. And, of course, what makes it even worse is the fact that he is a nightmare to protect because he wants to kiss babies and shake everybody's hands. And so, you know, a bit of a nightmare, and you come away from that with a headache, really. But he was just a person who just wanted to be with people and was happy to be around people.
And did you laugh with him much?
Yes, yes. He loved laughter. You know, he was a man who loved to joke. He loved to dance. In fact, I was in the studio at Radio Solent, and Julian Clegg and I was teaching him the Madiba Jive. It's a dance that he always did whenever he, you know, went to different functions. When people would sing his name, he would do what we call the Madiba Jive. And so he was a very, very happy man.
Chris, thank you for sharing your memories. Chris Labbe, who is... was Nelson Mandela's, one of his former bodyguards. It is BBC Surrey taking memories of Mandela.